Our first scripture tonight is one of my all-time favorites. I've actually been to the site in Israel, which is the door of that cave on Mount Carmel. I remember it as if it was yesterday. Elijah, hearing the presence of God, not in the wind, not in an earthquake or a fire, but in a tiny whispering sound. That's so powerful. Too often we think that God comes in great and powerful signs. But most of the time God comes to us, our good God, in tiny whispers. And if we're not careful and aware, we miss hearing the whispers. Amen? Listening to the whispers of God. This first reading is from 1 Kings. It's about Elijah, a prophet who lived about 850 years before Jesus, under the reign of King Ahab and his famous wicked wife, Jezebel. And Elijah had confronted Ahab and Jezebel about the fact they were ripping people off and distorting God's word. Well, they turned on him and sought to have him killed for saying that. Not unlike our own times sometimes. That's kind of the brief background of this passage. We have here Elijah running for his life and hiding wherever he can in the deep recesses of a cave. He's depressed and wonders if God is going to save him. We've all had some experiences like that. And the Lord God calls him to come to the door of the cave. And first of all, there's this boulder-shattering wind, but God's not there. Then a violent earthquake, and God's not there. Then a bristling fire, and God's not there. So often, God will not be found in those dramatic moments. But then Elijah hears the tiny whisper. You know, you have to be still to hear a whisper. You have to quiet yourself. And so often God's presence comes to us in those whispering experiences. But you have to be open to it. You have to be attentive to it, or you'll miss the experience and the opportunity. Now, unfortunately, we're all quite fearful these days, because we got so many crises we're going through in this abnormal year. Health, economics, interracial, environmental, political, and even divisions among and within the church. It's so hard to deal with all of it at once, and we have no idea how it's going to turn out. But I think the scriptures give us some good guidance about being open to new possibilities, even when it scares you to death. Don't be afraid to think out of the box in ways you never thought about before. God's word tells us God is right there in whispers. Elijah was scared he was going to be killed. And yet he discovers that God protects him and even allows him to succeed, because we can be surprised by God. And Paul struggles with the same thing in that letter to the Romans. He's writing to some of his Jewish friends in Rome, where he'll soon go to visit, be sent by the Roman authorities. And as you heard, he confesses his struggle with his Jewish friends and his Jewish tradition, especially those who hadn't accepted the message of Jesus. It hurts him. He wonders why others don't see what he sees. He wants them to believe too. He says, I would be willing to take your place if it would help you come to see Jesus and be believers. But instead, he tried to be the best witness he could be to them of what he believes about Jesus. He models his faith. And even Peter struggles with his faith. You know, Peter, he's the loudmouth guy, always speaking before he thinks. Talks a good faith game, but when push comes to shove, like most of us, he panics. So Matthew gives us this metaphor story about Jesus walking on the water toward his disciples and the impulsive Peter jumping out of the boat to walk on the water too. Many of us sometimes are impulsive doers. We act before we think about it. He jumps into the water, begins to walk, and wavers. Well, we do need to think about what we're going to do before we do it. But we also need to be open to possibilities, the surprising and spontaneous opportunities God gives us. Take courage, it's I. Don't be afraid. And you know, Peter eventually will take up the cross courageously. And the Lord will give him the strength to walk through some very troubled waters in the first century. So we may need some of that same courage to walk on some of our troubled waters. But it also means we might have to get out of our comfort zones. Maybe the troubles of this pandemic are calling us to get out of our usual thinking, to deal with some of our healthcare issues, our economic disparities, our interracial inequalities, our environmental indifference. Maybe God is whispering in all of those situations and we're not listening. We simply need to be open to the surprising opportunities God gives us. Doubt is not always a bad thing. Sometimes doubt moves us to faith. And sometimes we just need the fortitude to do the right things for the right reason while taking a risk. God tells us, listen for the whispers. Take courage. Jump into the water. Don't be afraid. With our good God, all things are possible.